Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Donald Trump's lawyers today sought to dent the credibility of the leadoff witness in the criminal trial of the former president. NPR's Andrea Bernstein reports from the courthouse in New York City, where proceedings have concluded for the week.
Trump attorney Emile Beauvais used his cross-examination to plant the idea that the National Enquirer was publishing negative stories about Trump's 2016 presidential opponents because it was good for business, not to help Trump. Beauvais tried to mine David Pecker's multiple meetings with federal and state prosecutors for inconsistencies, and there were some. But Pecker stood by his testimony that his relationship with Trump was unique and that the plan formulated in August of 2016 was to catch negative stories and bury them. Pecker was adamant after the campaign and a meeting in Trump Tower. Then President-elect Trump thanked Pecker for helping to suppress news of his alleged affair with Playboy model Karen McDougal. Trump has pleaded not guilty to 34 counts of falsifying business records. Andrea Bernstein, NPR News, New York.
Also on the stand today, a longtime executive assistant of Trump's. The State Department has found some Israeli units were responsible for gross violations of human rights, but has stopped short of restricting U.S. aid. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has more.
Under the so-called Leahy Law, the U.S. has to restrict assistance to any unit accused of human rights violations if countries don't take steps to respond. This could be the first time the law would be applied to Israel, which receives over $3 billion a year in U.S. aid. Sources say the department found that some Israeli units were responsible for gross human rights violations. The allegations go back several years and predate the war in Gaza. Israel has taken some steps to respond, sources say, but the department is still looking into one unit, believed to be the ultra-Orthodox Netzeh Yehuda, which was blamed for the death of an elderly Palestinian-American man in 2022. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
The U.S. says it intends to send additional Patriot missiles to Ukraine for its air defenses. Speaking at the Pentagon today, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the $6 billion in weapons comes as part of the military's Ukraine Security Assistance Program.
It will include critical interceptors for Ukraine's Patriot and NASAMS air defense systems, more counter-drone systems and support equipment, significant amounts of artillery ammunition and air-to-ground munitions, and maintenance and sustainment support.
The additional missiles will be used to replace those that have already been used to protect Ukrainian cities from Russian attacks. This year's flu season was a long one, though apparently in terms of severity, it was relatively moderate. Federal officials and doctors say for a third straight week, medical visits for flu-like illnesses dip below the threshold for what's counted as an active season. The CDC reports at least 34 million cases and 24,000 deaths. The Dow rose 153 points. This is NPR. A recent Gallup poll has found Americans' sleep patterns have deteriorated in the past decade. NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports the change is especially acute among women and young people.
Over the past decade, sleep is hitting an all-time low, and stress is on the rise. In the past two decades, the number of Americans saying they're frequently stressed increased over 16 percentage points. One in five people sleep fewer than 5 hours a night. But the biggest changes are among women under 50, like Katie Kremitzos, a Tampa mother of two who says motherhood and the speed of technology are stressors.
There are a million, gazillion invisible details that we are managing. I think as a mom, there's sort of this okayness and acceptance of like, okay, I'm just not going to sleep a lot.
The survey found sleep decline for nearly all demographic groups. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News.
The Internal Revenue Service this tax season offered taxpayers the option of using a new direct filing system, and it appears quite a few people took them up on it. All told, the IRS says 140,000 taxpayers filed that way, saving roughly $5.6 million in fees they might otherwise have spent with commercial tax prep companies. But while both the IRS and the Treasury Department are calling the program a success, there's no guarantee it will be available next year. Program, which returned $90 million in refunds, allowed taxpayers in a dozen states to submit their returns directly to the IRS. Crude oil futures prices gained ground, oil up 28 cents a barrel today in New York. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.